This is a Quizballcast, episode 50F, 2008 Chicago Open History Tournament, round 6 between I Sank the SMS and Godwin Rumowski Memorial Fighter Squadron.
Guys,
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Good. When a scholar named Fang refused to write a speech for this ruler, he had Fang, 9 generations of Fang's family, and all of Fang's students killed. On the advice of a magistrate from Shandong Province, he began a revitalization of the Grand Canal. On the invitation of the deposed Tron Dynasty, this ruler launched a war against the Ho Dynasty, though his victory is short-lived, because he would soon have to deal with an uprising led by Lelo in Vietnam. More successfully, this ruler came to power by overthrowing the Jiangwen Emperor, dispatched several naval expeditions led by the Hui eunuch Zheng Ho.
Hangu.
Repeat?
Hangu.
No. What? Several naval expeditions led by the Hui eunuch Zheng Ho, and began construction of the Forbidden City, for Denmark's famous Chinese ruler, whose name translates as Perpetual Happiness, a son of the Hongwu Emperor and the third emperor of the Ming Dynasty.
Qianlong?
No, this is the Yongle Emperor, except
Judy. Oh, Yongle.
Was it Yongle?
Yongle.
Yongle.
Yeah.
Yongle.
Okay,
sorry. Yongle is sound like Chinese.
Yongle.
2002. In 1941, one of these named Marcelino Sule was presented to Mayor LaGuardia, but was quickly arrested after refusing to pay a cab fare. These people play a bone-tossing game known as the taba, as well as a polo-like game once played with a live duck. They carry a knife called the facon, which is used for a type of ceremonial combat called duelo criollo. Painted by Florencio Campos in the 20th century, an army of these led by Martín de Güemes won the Battle of Salta, and many were employed as caudillos as cavalrymen, immortalized by José Hernández in the national epic Martín Fierro for 10 points.
Gauchos?
Yeah.
Bonus
end for the following about the rightly guided caliphs. Tanich Abu Bakr, the first caliph, led the Muslim community in a set of military campaigns against those who rejected Islam, is also known as the War of Apostasy.
What do you ask?
The War that Abu Bakr.
Answer?
We don't know.
The Rida War. The son-in-law of Muhammad served as the penultimate rightly guided caliph, serving before Ali.
I can never.
Answer.
We don't know.
This is Uthman.
Yeah.
The rightly guided caliphs were all members of this Arab tribe, of which Muhammad is also a member. Its name translates as shark.
I don't remember the name of this tribe. We don't remember.
Al Quraysh. No points. 3. Strabo correctly observed that the city's economic prosperity originally had much to do with the fact that it essentially possessed 2 harbors, Lycaeum and Cenchreae, although he is perhaps less accurate in the suggestion that its economy was propped up by the 1,000 prostitutes servicing the temple of Aphrodite here. Those 2 ports were connected by the Diolkos, a stone ramp over which the ships could be carried. The city is associated with a type of black figure pottery and a type of bronze. Submeticus was a ruler of the city, descended from the tyrant Sipsilus. The general Dieus was unsuccessful in defending the city, leading to a sacking by Lucius Mummius.
Corinth?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bonus. Corinth.
Boris is a 19th century Russian peasant living east of Moscow, and said the following about his life. Boris can participate in local government thanks to these councils created by Tsar Alexander II.
Zemstvo?
I think Soviets?
Zemstvo, I think.
Okay.
Zemstvo?
Yep.
Yeah.
Boris has probably never heard of this liberal advisor about Alexander II, which is a shame because this man came up with the Zemstvos and urged the Tsar to liberate Nikolai and his family from serfdom.
What's his name?
Probably never heard of him either.
I can't remember
his
name.
I don't know what his name is.
I got him.
Nikolai Milyutin.
Milyutin.
That seems like a typo. Boris probably doesn't know any Jews because they all lived in this part of the Russian Empire to which they are restricted by law.
The Hail Settlement.
Hail Settlement. Yeah.
It's that thing.
Hey, that was easy.
There's some Jews there.
IRC jokes.
2004, this event was condemned by Security Council Resolution 134. It was preceded by the Cato Manor Massacre, in which 9 police officers were killed by an angry mob, and it occurred on the same day as the smaller events at Everton and Langa. Many victims of this event were given the thumbs up salute when attending an event organized by Robert Sabukwe on Bree Street. This event resulted in the formation.
Salida?
No. This event resulted in the formation of the Poco Guerrilla Organization, led the British Commonwealth to expel the perpetrating country, which was led by Henrik Verwoerd. For 10 points, name this massacre, name this protest against the pass card system that resulted in South African police shooting 87 Africans in a 1960 massacre that wasn't Soweto.
Sharkville.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you picked the wrong one.
Bonus. Answer to about Nero 10 each. In 1865, Nero was threatened by this conspiracy to depose him, which resulted in the execution of Caesar Seneca.
Yeah, Pisa.
Yep. Nero's wives include Poppaea, who was originally married to this Roman nobleman, a future ruler during the year of the 4 emperors.
So it's either Otho or Get.
Answer?
Otho.
Yep. Late in his reign, Nero put down this revolt in Gaul with his dying breath. The leader of this revolt proclaimed Galba to be the new emperor, setting up the next anti-Neronian disturbance.
What else could it be? Like the.
I
say that?
Arveni.
This is Vindex.
Oh,
okay.
How's it 5? His early reign. saw the Battle of Saint-Albin de Cormier and an invasion by Maximilian I of Austria, part of a conflict against the regents appointed for him by the Estate General of Tours, known as the Mad War. Those regents were Peter II, Duke of Bourbon, and this man's older sister, Anne. His most influential advisor, who would later be Duke of Nola, was Étienne de Vesch, who urged this man to take advantage of the death of René of Anjou. This man was defeated at the Battle of Fornovo by the League of Venice, which was formed to counter him. For 10 points, he was French king who claimed Naples and is sometimes credited with ending the Renaissance with his 1494 invasion of Italy.
Louis the 11th?
Nope.
Louis the 10th?
Charles 8th. 6. Security Council Resolutions 525 and 526 condemned one of these incidents that was sparked by the Coastal Road Massacre and the earlier Ma'alot and Kiryat Shmona massacres. End of one came with the May 17th agreement, while another ended after the previously mentioned Security Council Resolution 425 was finally fulfilled 22 years after its passing. The most recent one was an unnamed response to Operation Truthful Promise.
Antifadas?
No.
No! And one was abbreviated as Operation Shelley, while another was known as Operation Latani after the river followed. The purpose of the second was to dislodge an organization which had fled Jordan after Black September. The SLA, a Christian organization, frequently helped armies performing this action, though they are now a small minority in the target country, which is often the source of Katyusha rockets. But then once they named this action that took place in 1978, 1982, and 2006, when a country home for Hezbollah was invaded by the IDF.
Okay, so, like, invasion of Lebanon. By Israel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you slow down just a little bit, please?
Yeah, I will do so.
Some of those clues specifically referred to...
Bonus.
That's my point.
Identify the following people who angered the Mongols and paid for it for 10 points each.
Yeah.
Mongol expansion began when Shah Muhammad II of this Turkish Empire in Persia executed two Mongol diplomats in 1218, sparking an invasion.
Turkish Empire in... Like, it's not Safavids. It's the...
Answer?
Safavids.
It was the Khwarezm Empire. Khwarezm. Khwarezm Empire.
Okay.
After refusing to surrender Baghdad to Hulagu Khan, this last Abbasid caliph was rolled up in carpet and trampled by horses.
It's not Al-Rashid. He was the first, right?
Yeah.
So I can't.
One of these days I'll learn really soon.
Almost a scene. This tribe of Kipchak nomads tried to help the Russians resist the Mongol invasions, earning them a death warrant after Bela IV foolishly gave them refuge in Hungary. The Mongols invaded his country and slaughtered perhaps as much as a third of the population.
So an ethnic group, the Tatars, the Cossacks.
We'll go with the
Tatars. Tatars.
This is the Cumans.
No points. Okay, take it first.
7. In the Principality of Moldavia, this legislative action was inspired by a murder-suicide involving a man named Adinka and his French lover, and in Sweden was done by King Magnus IV in 1364. In the Papal Bulls Sublimus Dei and Escut Dudum, Popes Eugene IV and Paul III advocated this action. In revolutionary France, the Girondist Jacques-Pierre Brissot was the chief proponent of this action, which was reversed by Napoleon in 1802, and the Mussolini government did this in Ethiopia after occupying it. In Brazil, this act was supported by the Princess Isabel and was accomplished through the...
Freeing slaves...
Yeah.
Nice.
Freeing slaves. Name these disturbances in medieval Italy for 10 points each. In 1378, Florence was rocked by a rebellion of these wool carters who did not have a guild of their own. Sylvester de' Medici helped put it down.
Ciampi, I think.
That might be it.
Ciampi?
Yep. This 1478 conspiracy attempted to kill Lorenzo de' Medici while he was attending mass, even though his priest was in on it, enjoyed the stabbing, and succeeded only in seriously wounding Lorenzo.
Pazzi?
Yep. One scandal in medieval Italy involved the mysterious 1497 drowning of the son of the Pope. The prime suspect was his brother, Cesare Borgia. Answer?
Pedro Borgia?
Nope. This is Giovanni Borgia.
Oh. Rats.
We got 20 there?
Yes, we got 20.
Okay.
And chapter 8. Legend says that when this region's capital was besieged by the Mongols, St. Cheslav summoned a fireball to defeat them, though he was unable to save its duke, Henry II, from being slaughtered by the same Mongols at the Battle of Legnica. Other battles fought here include the victory of Field Marshal Schwerin at Mulwitz. One uprising in this region was put down by French generals Henri Laurent and Jules Gratier, and ended in the League of Nations brokered ceasefire along the Corfanti line. That was one of the three early 20th century uprisings in this region's famous coal mines, all of which were attempted by the Slavic minorities to succeed and join Poland, which the Soviets eventually let them do. But then, points in this area contested by Maria Theresa and Frederick the Great, the main Prussian conquest.
Silesia?
Yep.
Yeah.
This place. Bonus. As is bottom line of the First Opium War, 10 each. The First Opium War was precipitated when this commissioner, known as the Blue Sky for his incorruptibility, seized and destroyed British opium stocks.
Oh, crap, this guy. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Can't remember.
Lien Zeju.
Okay.
That guy.
As part of the war preparations, the British occupied this island in the Pearl River Delta that they would keep after the war ended.
It's like Hong Kong, maybe?
Okay.
Hong Kong?
Yep. First Opium War ended in 1842 with the signing of this treaty.
Nanking?
Yep.
Nanking, yeah.
That's good.
Easy.
Sort of 20.
Thank you.
Yeah.
132-0. Nice. I haven't had like negative 5, but whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Yeah, I believe we have negative 5. Good right now.
Probably one tossing 3 negs.
I have one. I have 2 negs and 1.
Which they negged on invasions of Lebanon.
Sharpeville
and Yongling Emperor.
Oh, okay.
Yep. L.E.
Yeah, all
right. Y-O-M-B-L-E. Yeah.
That was
an
egg.
Yeah. You're at negative 5.
Which numbers were those?
So that was 1.
4 and 6.
1, 4, and 6.
I had 2, he had 1.
Like he had 2.
He had 6, and
6.
He had 4.
Okay.
Good. Error 8. That was 9. Okay, that was 9. According to the Roman historian Justin, this ruler possessed great speed, which he used to run away from an attempted execution, and used an army of bandits to come to power. This man's father had an advisor named Shaktar, and this ruler may have ordered the assassination of Philip, son of Makatas, a satrap whose lands this ruler conquered. He made an alliance with King Parvatak, who later betrayed him. The devious minister Rakshas made numerous attempts to poison this man and prevent him from conquering the Nanda Empire. After meeting the sage Badrabu, he eventually starved to death after becoming a Jain, which must have disappointed Chanakya, his Machiavellian advisor. For then, what's in the founder of the Mauryan dynasty?
So, Chanku. I thought that's what that was.
Yeah.
Your bonus. And then find the following about a period of Mexican history for them what's each. This period from roughly 1855 to 1867 is known for the liberal rule of men like Benito Juarez.
As a Texan, I make it a point to know nothing about Mexico.
This is La Reforma. This reformist came to power at the beginning of La Reforma, but in 1858 was forced to resign, making Juarez president.
This is actually time for this guy.
This is Ignacio Comonfort. This conservative general and hero of Peachtree War launched numerous coups against reformist governments during La Reforma. He maintained a parallel shadow government while Juarez was in power.
We obviously don't know this.
I think this is...
This is Feliz Maria Zuloaga.
Nope.
Zuloaga.
Oh, there we go.
So, 2009. Foreign officers who served in this navy include the Dutchman William Huizen van Kattendijk and Pels Rikken. The French engineer Léonce Verdi, who built two arsenals for this navy, and the American John M. Brooke, who later served in the Confederate Navy. The Englishman William Adams built the warship San Buenaventura for this navy, which consisted of red seal ships during the early 17th century. The San Peel, Douglas, and Tracy missions were instances of cooperation between this fort and the Royal Force and the Royal Navy. After the American Civil War, this navy received the French-built CSS Stonewall. This navy's power allowed its country to sign a 1902 naval alliance with Lord Lansdowne and the British government. During World War II, this navy included innovative midget submarines and the world's largest aircraft. Carrier. Then what's the name of this navy that on December 7th, 1941?
Hey, it is the Japanese Navy.
It sure is.
It sounded like that was a one.
Identify the following subjects of captivity narratives for 10 points each.
Oh, no one.
His owners named him Gustavus Avasa, but the slave is better known by the name that appears in the interesting narrative of his life.
Equianum, right.
And it's not like Box Brown or something?
No, it's Equianum.
Okay.
Yeah. His woman was kidnapped from Lancaster, Massachusetts during King Philip's War and wrote... living among the Native Americans as a hostage.
This is Rowlandson?
Yep.
Okay.
This Quaker merchant from Jamaica decided to move to Philadelphia in 1696, but got shipwrecked in Florida. His narrative tells of his captivity among both cannibalistic Indians and Papist Spaniards.
Well, that sounds interesting. I don't know who that is.
I have no idea.
This guy's name is Dickinson, 20 points. 11. This organization gained notoriety for helping LSD advocate Timothy Leary escape from prison at the behest of the Brotherhood of Eternal Love. Kathy Boudin was the last member of this group captured when she tried to rob a brick security truck. And the member was...
Weatherman.
Yeah.
What was it?
What was
just
it?
The Weatherman.
Or
what
weather
did they do?
It was transparent.
I don't know.
There were crazy hippies that
actually
okay.
know about shit about that.
And you wanted to answer the following about why you shouldn't go riding in the Scottish Highlands in the dark, 10 points each. The Scottish king won the Battle of Largs over the Norwegians in 1263, earning the name the Glorious. Then he accidentally fell off a cliff, setting Scottish succession into chaos.
Yes.
No, we don't know.
Alexander III. Alexander III was succeeded by his daughter Margaret when she died, and Longchamps installed this man on the throne. An ineffective puppet, he was nicknamed Tom Tabard and was later imprisoned in the Tower of London.
I also don't know. We don't know.
This is John Balliol. This man, the brother-in-law of the Norwegian king Eric the Priest Hayer, would have kindly regained control of Scotland with a victory at Bannockburn over Edward II and the regulation of Arbroath in 1320.
Oh,
nothing.
Man.
Oh,
Robert Bruce.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
something.
That was no. 12.
I'm sorry.
This president's administration negotiated the King-Hawkesbury Treaty, which was scrapped when the Senate added amendments that were unacceptable to Great Britain. His Supreme Court appointments include the author of the dissent in Pearson v. Post, Henry Livingston, as well as William Johnson, the first great dissenter. Massachusetts Governor Levy Lincoln became his Attorney General, but was later replaced by Caesar Rodney. As Commander-in-Chief, he sent Commodore Edward Preble to fight the Battle of Dern. Events during the reign of this former chairman of the Committee of Five include the violation of the USS Chesapeake by the HMS Leopard. For the points, name this Leopard of Sally Hemings.
Our third president, TJ.
Yeah, Thomas. Yeah.
Hey, that got anti-pyramidal fast.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was Sally Hemings.
I was like,
well,
these
rather
are things
fell
that happen
cliff.
In the first book, even.
Yeah. Identify these Supreme Court decisions that help even the most inept lawyers stay employed. This 1963 case held that states have to provide lawyers for poor defendants during criminal trials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What now? Is it?
Griswold.
Okay.
No.
No. State.
What? This is Gideon.
I get the G's mixed up. Oh,
in this 1964 case, the court said that lawyers had to be provided during interrogations.
Oh.
Okay.
Interrogations. Presence.
Answer?
Whatever you say.
Miranda.
In this 1963 case, decided alongside Gideon v. Wainwright, the court held that states have to provide lawyers for criminal appeals.
Alright, this one's probably a little tough.
We don't know.
This is Douglas v. California.
I'm sorry, dude.
How many points is that?
That was no points.
I got no points.
13. The initial members of this organization later agreed to the Federation of the Wells, created by the Ruthlichwer Oath, sworn by Arnold of Melchtal, Walter Fürst, and Werner Stauffacher. One impetus for its creation was the outcome of the Battle of Gauheim, which brought a threatening enemy to power in the person of Albert I. It was replaced by an organization that would be victorious at the Battle of Sempach, the Alliance of Eight Places, while its greatest victory came when a mere 1,300 of its members defeated the invading army of Leopold I of Austria at the Battle of Morgarten, allowing it to expand to include Zug and Lucerne. 10 points named this 1291 alliance between Uri, Schwyz, and Unterwalden, places in Switzerland that had
a... Locarno?
No. Places
what?
In Switzerland that had a biome in common.
The...
Soil Forest League?
That's stunningly close. It's the League of the Forest Cantons.
Yeah, that's right. The Forest
Cantons. That's kind of what it is, actually.
Altaza, 14. Moses Sash was an African-American participant in this event, which was preceded by the Uxbridge Riot, and attorney Caleb Strong defended Jason Parmenter against charges incurred in this event. John Bly and Charles Rose were hanged for participating in this event, which ransacked the home of Theodore Sedgwick, and participants of this event wore sprigs of hemlock in their hats. General William Shepard led the initial resistance to this event, and Luke Day led a militia that joined this uprising. Many of the participants were captured at Petersham, and this event doomed the re-election chances of James Bowdoin. For 10 points, named this farmer revolt that tried to capture the Springfield Arsenal in Articles of Confederation era message.
So this is, Shays?
Yeah.
On fire.
Short is that. Bonus, this man's death was recently reinvestigated by the Mukherjee Commission, which ruled that he did not die in the 1945 plane crash in Taiwan as most
people. That's probably his impetus.
Oh, I see.
He named this rival Gandhi, objected nonviolence, and set up an Indian provisional government that allied with the Axis and declared war on the United States and Britain.
Bose.
Yep.
Well,
Subhash Bose's
is
provisional
like
government bore this name. He served as its leader from 1943 to 1945.
Indian National Congress, I think.
Yeah, that is an organization.
No, it's Azad Hind.
Oh,
screw that.
The Azad Hind never ruled mainland India at the head of its power. It controlled only two Indian-owned island chains in Indonesia for 10 points in name either.
I don't know anything.
The Sri Lanka island chain.
Nicobar or Andabar would be good here.
Whatever.
10 points. 15. This practice was the subject of the Thornborough Lamentation. Local priest John Roos wrote a 1459 letter to Parliament complaining about this practice. One tract in support of this practice was titled Goths and Vandals and was written by Arthur Young. Studies of this practice were conducted by V.A. Holderness and J. Purdom. John Reynolds of Desborough, who called himself Captain Pouch, led one movement against this practice, which was also the target of the Newton Rebellion and Kent's Rebellion. The Great Debasement created an inflationary pressure that drove this practice. A general act regarding this practice was passed by Parliament in 1801, and this practice was cited as an example of primitive accumulation by Marxists. For 10 points, name this British practice of transferring commonly held land to
what?
Enclosement?
No, that's not the answer.
Whoops.
Primogenic.
No!
What?
What is it?
It's killing you!
It's enclosure.
I thought he said enclosure.
He said enclosement.
Oh.
It's like the same word form. Whatever.
My answer line says enclosure. Next
sentence.
Five, no penalty.
Okay.
Toss up the last. This author of the book Science of Victory received a promotion for his retreat through the snowy Panic Pass, avoiding what was believed to be certain annihilation by the forces of Andrei Massena. Earlier, he had won the battles of Novi and Tisano. The victor had fought Kasani and Ochakov perpetrated the Ismail massacre where thousands of Turkish citizens were killed. This man ended one uprising by winning the Battle of Masajuise, where he captured Tadush Kosciuszko, and he had earlier been sent to put down the Pugachev revolt, but his last assignment required invading Italy to beat back the Directory. Gunpoint's named this undefeated Russian general who served Catherine the Great and came out of retirement to fight the revolution in France.
This guy was...
This is Alexander Vasilievich Suvorov.
Suvorov, yeah.
And that's the end of the game. So,
let's go over with Foundation.
Found the score. I sank the SMS 145, Godwin Brumowski Memorial Fighter Squadron 55.